This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Is that my new official music, Chris? That's the official music? 51, that's what they call me from now on. Talkers have spoken. The magazine of the talk radio industry. They dominate the talk radio industry. They understand everything about the talk radio industry. They're the Bible of the talk radio industry. They've installed Wayne Root for the second year in a row in the Heavy 100. Top 100 radio talk shows in America of all kinds. Not like I'm the top 100 of conservative talk shows. It's conservatives, it's liberals, it's business talk, it is personal talk, it's dating relationships, it's whatever is on the radio in the talk sphere. Personal finance, self-help. Because number three is Dave Ramsey, who's Mr. Self-Help / Personal Finance. So it's all forms of talk radio. Wayne Root, second year in a row. Top 100, Heavy 100, they call it. Heavy 100 talkers, Heavy 100 list. And I move up from number 62 in the country last year to number 51 this year. And also important to me, number one in Las Vegas. You know, a city of 2 million people and one of the most famous cities in the world. And I lured over it with my afternoon drive show, now syndicated nationwide by these wonderful people at USA Radio Network. The number one host in America from Las Vegas, Wayne Allen Root, coming in at number 51. So moving up like a bullet, only 4 years in the talk radio business. Debuted last year at number 62 and jumped up to number 51 this year. And I'm on cloud nine and I'm thrilled and I'm honored, but I'm also pissed. Because I should be in the top 20, and I'm going to fight next year. Over the next year, I'm going to fight so hard to be number 20 next year, because I want to bat cleanup. I don't want to bat lead off with number 51. I want to bat cleanup with number, let's go with number 19. I'll be realistic. I'm not headed yet for number 1. That'll come the next year. But right now, I want to get in the top 20, so we'll aim for 19 next year with a bullet, talking to major TV networks now, to get my TV show up again, talking to a major podcast network, to have a podcast up for Wayne Allen Root. We're going to call it War Raw. Lots of things going on in the world of Wayne Allen Root, and that is a great honor, great honor. Thank you, Talkers Magazine. Thank you, Michael Harrison. Thank you, all of you out there who made it happen. Only in America. God bless America. I love America. You know, it's the only place where something like that could happen. You know, and my buddy Ron Curry was talking to me about what a life I've had. He said, you got 9 lives, man. You got 9 freaking lives. And I do, before I get to all the big news of the day, because, boy, there's a lot of it, but I just want to give you a very quick idea of how crazy my life has been, because it really has been crazy. You know, I started out in 1989. I made the jump from living in my mommy and daddy's house to becoming one of the youngest anchormen in America and the lead anchor for CNBC and moved from my mommy and daddy's house in New York literally to Los Angeles to head up CNBC and host 5 shows. Left CNBC to become the number one sports handicapper in the country and spent 20 years heading up all the biggest sports handicapping shows, the most calls, the most revenue, the most viewers, the most everything. And left that business when it started to die in the early 2000s, and left that business for politics. And on my first try, became the Libertarian vice presidential nominee, fell just a couple of votes short of winning the presidential nomination, almost beat out a congressman who led the indictment of President Clinton, and that would be Bob Barr from Georgia, 4-term United States congressman, and a United States senator. And the United States senator beat the senator and came within a whisker of beating the congressman who led the impeachment trial. And then he stood up in front of the crowd and said, I want my VP to be Wayne Allen Root. No other person could do it. And the crowd went wild and my political career began. And then in a few years, wound up on national TV, host of Newsmax, 700 shows over 3 years. 30 years between TV hosting gigs, from CNBC a sports host to a political host, 30 years in between. I don't know that anyone's ever done it. Wound up producing three hit reality TV shows, including the number one hit in the history of Travel Channel. And then left Newsmax and now wind up as one of the top radio talk shows in America and fielding offers for TV again. So I've got nine lives, man. I have nine lives because this is the greatest country in the world. It could only happen in America. You can only keep reinventing yourself in America. This doesn't happen anywhere else. You know, I'm a big fan of Israel. This does not happen in Israel. And I can think of other countries, if all went to hell in America, where would you move? Maybe Australia? This does not happen in Australia. This does not happen in England. This does not happen in Germany. This does not happen in Canada. This does not happen in Mexico. Doesn't happen anywhere. Only in America. God bless America. Don King was right. And only because of great fans like you, so thank you. All right, so, talking about America, there are people out there that want to ruin America, want to destroy America. And it's called the Democrat Party. The group has a name, the Democrat Party. And every day you hear news stories about them wanting to destroy statues and get you and me fired for things we say. Absolutely innocent, innocuous things get you fired now. And they want to defund the police. They're insane. And so Joe Biden, this doesn't surprise me now, it goes right along with defunding the police. Joe Biden is pressured, if he's elected, to defund the military and to end the Space Force. Progressive groups are pushing 2020 Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden to cut the military budget by hundreds of billions and move his foreign policy platform further left. They've laid out a progressive wish list that includes cutting the Pentagon budget by $200 billion each year, ending the refurbishment of the nation's nuclear arsenal, getting rid of Space Force at a time when U.S. adversaries are ramping up spending in those areas. More than 50 progressive groups made the demands in a letter to Biden back in May. And he's already indicated he's open to cutting the defense budget. We can maintain a strong defense, protect our safety and security for less. I'm telling you, folks, America is over if Biden is elected. It is absolutely insane what they want to do to this country. Defund the police, defund the military, defund everything. Everything that matters to me. And then, you know, when you want to talk about what's next in the insanity, I mean, I've got so many insane things to talk about because of liberals, commies, socialists, Marxists, America haters, globalists. I don't know where to begin, but a D.C. museum, the National Museum of African American History and Culture, has got to be the place to start. They published a graphic on their website linking all the things that they think are about whiteness and come from white people. And, you know, I read the list and I think this is what success is like in America. You want to be successful, you have to do these things. So they've decided they belong only to white people. Are they trying to say black people shouldn't do the things that make you successful? The graphic is part of a Talking About Race article on the taxpayer-funded museum's website. That's the important part of this story. It is taxpayer-funded racism against white people, but at the same time, you're praising, what you're really doing is backhand praise of white people, and you're really causing the downfall of the black people. Because you're saying these are the things that white people do that are wrong and that are white supremacy, and they're all the things that black people should be doing. But you're making it clear they shouldn't be doing it. They say since white people still hold the institutional power in America, we, as in black people, have all internalized some aspects of white culture. The museum's graphic breaks the aspects and assumptions of whiteness into categories. So let's take them one by one. They attribute rugged individualism to whiteness. So you mean blacks shouldn't be rugged individualists? They attribute history, the word history. I don't even understand that, but I'm assuming it means white people are like obsessed with how wonderful our exceptional history is, and we shouldn't be. I guess that's what they mean. They list delayed gratification. White people are great at delayed gratification, and get this, quote, planning for the future. These are ideas they say are spread by white culture. So I guess what you're saying is black people don't understand delayed gratification. They only understand instant gratification, and that's good. They should ruin their lives with instant gratification. Us white people, we plan for the future, and you shouldn't do that. Is that what you're saying? Other aspects of whiteness include rational, linear thinking. Oh, excuse me, wait a minute, it's better than that. Objective, rational, linear thinking. So you're saying black people can't be objective. Is that what you're saying? hard work being the key to success. So what you're saying is either that hard work belongs only to white people and black people aren't willing to work hard. Is that what you're saying? Or you're saying that black people shouldn't work hard because it's a white trait. Which one is it? What do you say? Either way, it's poison, folks. How about this one? This is a great one. Respect for authority. This is on their website, paid for by taxpayers, from a black museum in D.C. Respect for authority. That's a sign of whiteness. It belongs to white people. Yeah, I guess you're right. Because I have four kids. You know what I taught them? When a cop pulls you over, it doesn't matter if he's black or white, male or female, Jewish or Muslim, gay or straight, you know what you say to the guy in the blue uniform and the gun? And the badge? Yes, sir. No, sir. I'm sorry, sir. I shouldn't have been speeding, sir. I shouldn't have rolled through the red light, sir. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. I'll never do it again. And don't ever say another word besides that. Respect the badge at all times. So I guess they're right. That is a white thing. Respect for authority. I guess, you know, there are lots of other groups that don't teach that. So when the policeman pulls them over, they struggle with them. They curse at them. And they get shot and killed. I guess maybe you ought to have respect for authority. If you want to live, when you get pulled over by a person with a badge and a gun, you might want to be respectful. Is that whiteness or is that common sense for everybody? And how about this one? You know what else is whiteness? Children having their own rooms in a household. Huh? You know, my father was poor. He was a butcher. We had nothing. We lived in an ugly, you know, kind of ugly house in a lower middle class neighborhood. But I had my own room growing up. I guess they're right. That must be whiteness. You know, if you have your own room, you got to be white. You got to have 20 to a room to be a person of color, I guess. I don't know. And finally, get this one. The idea that intent counts in justice. That's whiteness. You mean black people don't think intent counts? I intended to murder that guy. Doesn't matter. Really? How bizarre.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid infiltration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer fees up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, just go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as 51. Enough already. Yes, I'm done with this. I can't stand anymore. So if you don't play music anymore, I won't say anything anymore. Number 51 ranked in the United States of America out of all the talk show hosts in America. Not bad. Not bad. But moving up with a bullet from 62 last year and only in the radio business 4 years, unheard of, and headed for number 20 next year. I'm telling you, top 20 in the United States next year. Cornerstone Asset Metals, the sponsor of this segment of the show, the Wayne Allen Root Show, aren't they with the right people? Hottest show in the country. Cornerstone made a good decision. And, oh, you know what? This is the time I always take where I go check out what gold did today. I have no idea. I never know. I'm always busy, and I don't look at the stock market or gold. So let's see. First of all, the market today was actually down 135 points. Gold today was actually down a little bit, 1797. Silver down a little bit to 1953. But overall, fantastic, fantastic, fantastic run. Fantastic run. And there's a reason for it. Everybody knows it. Every smart guy in the world, every smart gal in the world knows that we have just spent, just because of COVID, separate from everything else, because of COVID, because of the Democratic Party, we've just spent our entire children's future times 100. It's already spent. It's gone. So many trillions are gone, it's hard to even imagine what we spent. And so the only way to protect and preserve your future savings and your future standard of living and your children's future is with precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. So take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your current IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, or put up new money that you need for, you know, this year's taxes. You need an IRA for this past year. So start a precious metals IRA. But it's easy to just roll over a portion of other IRAs. And for my listeners only, Cornerstone Asset Metals will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you're opening a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 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 Okay, so first of all, it's not a sports show, but there's blockbuster news that appears to be coming out. Allegedly damaging news about the Washington Redskins. You know I'm not crying tears over this one. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. But the Redskins are like, finished. Stick a fork in them if this is true. The news out there is that this is like a death blow for the NFL and for the Washington Redskins. This news is so shocking. And I just don't know whether it's true, but the report is that the Washington Redskins, 15 women are accusing Washington executives of sexual harassment, and their cheerleaders is the word out there, and that they were basically pimped out to the biggest, the suite owners of the Washington Redskins. They were employees of Redskins, cheerleaders. 15, here's the story, the Post has reported 15 employees of the Redskins said they were sexually harassed during their time with the team. And so they didn't say exactly in this article. I don't think they've listed yet, but the rumors I hear are that they were literally being pimped out by the owner, Dan Snyder, of the team to the biggest ticket holders, you know, like the guys in the big boxes. Allegedly, we don't know if that's what's good. That's the word that I get. You know that I was in the NFL business for a long time. Sports business, football business, NFL business, number one sports handicapper, number one odds maker in the world. And I have a lot of contacts in that world. And I have heard allegedly the owner of the team and top executives are being accused of pimping out cheerleaders. Wow, if that's true, that is one heck of a sordid story. More proof that the world as we know it is falling apart. Three sexual assaults after a Minnesota neighborhood rejects cops. They say defund the police and they get sexual assault. A museum curator of the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art was told no more white artists. And he said, no, I'm still going to collect art from white men. And every single person there went insane. You're a racist! You're a white supremacist! You'll buy art from white men? And he immediately resigned after museum employees circulated a petition that accused him of racism and demanded his ouster. Gary's removal from the museum is non-negotiable, read the petition. Considering his lengthy tenure, we ask just how long have his toxic white supremacist beliefs regarding race directed his position curating the content of the museum? He's a white supremacist! He's a white supremacist! Why? He buys art from white men. Oh, my God. Do you see what's happening? November 3rd, we get revenge.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coronavirus cases continue to rise in Texas, Florida, California, and Arizona. Three of those states share one thing in common. They all share a border with Mexico. And according to Dr. Scott Atlas, it's no coincidence that we're seeing a rise in cases along the border.
When you look at the analyses of the border counties, there's a tremendous amount of cases coming over the border and exchanging with families in the northern Mexico state.
Atlas speaking there on Fox News. Speaking at the White House on Thursday, President Trump says numerous job-killing regulations have been rolled back during his three-plus years in office.
Nearly 4 years ago, we ended this regulatory assault on the American worker, and we launched the most dramatic regulatory relief campaign in American history by far.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK.
That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. We got our guest Liz Peek with us, columnist for Fox News and the Hill. Her website is lizpeek.com. The ultimate New Yorker, Liz Peek, how are you?
I'm terrific. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
New York's not that great, though, right? A lot of problems in New York City, huh?
Well, I mean, yes, it's become all of a sudden not safe again. I've lived through this before. I know how it turns out when you basically tell the police they're not allowed to do their job. It does not go well. And, you know, during the 70s, crime was a huge issue in New York. Those of us who lived there at the time remember very well people getting mugged in the middle of the day on Park Avenue, people always carrying a $20 bill in their pocket because you never knew when you were going to be held up, people parking their cars at night and putting a sign in their window saying no radio.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Do.
So, you know, and here's the thing. It's kind of coming back. All the kind of indications like graffiti everywhere, street crime.
I got one for you. I remember the single most memorable thing I hated about New York was, remember, I lived in Westchester County, and I would drive into New York to go to college at Columbia University. Before I eventually wound up getting an apartment in the city. And the first time I got an apartment in the city, the very first week my car was broken into, they stole my radio. So I remember that, too.
Yeah.
But I remember driving into the city, and from Westchester to the city, there was some place, I can't remember now, where you got on a bridge and you stopped at a light before you got to the bridge, and there were the squeegee guys, demanding and intimidating that you give them money to make your window filthier than it was before. And they'd wipe it with a filthy cloth and make it dirty, and then if you didn't give them a dollar or two, they'd try and scratch your window or break your window or scratch your door or kick your door, and so you were always intimidated to giving them a buck. So is that back again?
I think there have been some squeegee guys on corners. I've heard reports of that. I haven't seen it. Obviously, much more important is the gun play that's going on. Last night, nine people shot in New York, no one fatally, thankfully.
With strict gun control.
As you have probably heard, gun shootings and fatalities have gone through the roof, and our mayor blames it on the coronavirus. That's what he thinks the problem is. He has disbanded the very important 600-person plainclothes police unit that basically was charged with taking illegal guns off the street, kind of keeping an eye on neighborhoods that were prone to crime. And, of course, they're gone now. So guess what? Those neighborhoods, here is what is so infuriating to me. Those neighborhoods, guess where they are? It's not my neighborhood that is being clobbered by crime right now. Not our kids that are being shot as they sit on the door stoop or whatever. It's the black neighborhoods, and those people are already saying, hey, we want more police presence. This is crazy. And, you know, it's not just that the cops aren't there. It's when they are there, they're not allowed to do anything. They just passed more regulations on the cops. Not only can you not have a chokehold now, you also can't put any pressure on an assailant's back or neck chest that in the course of trying to arrest him that might interfere with his breathing. Well, you know, this is like open the doors to civil lawsuits.
This is
lawsuits.
Crazy. This is crazy.
You've probably read the retirements from New York City cops.
Yeah, of course.
Like 400%.
Well, how could you be a cop now? How could you?
I can't. You would not want to be. It must be so depressing.
And if they take immunity, they haven't done it yet, I don't think, right? But if they're threatening to take your immunity away. If you take qualified immunity away, that means a cop would get sued 12 times a day.
And
he's personally responsible for the legal fees? What, a cop makes $70,000 a year and they're going to pay $300,000 a year in legal fees? Who thought of this idea? They're out of their minds.
Well,
crazy.
They are, but everything they're doing is in the same vein.
Right. Crazy.
None of it
communist.
Makes any sense.
No.
And
they're all communists, Liz.
I don't know. It's not liberal.
This isn't liberal. Yeah. This is communism. Come on. They want to overthrow the United States of America. They want to turn us into a Marxist country. They want us to be Cuba or Venezuela. Very clear what's happening. I mean, the things are so extreme.
How can anyone really be so stupid when you look at... I mean, I've looked at these... Sometimes I'll read a tweet from someone who's like a professor of history or economics or something, and it really is kind of promoting the same kinds of policies that destroyed the Soviet Union, that destroyed Venezuela, destroyed Cuba. What are they thinking? Where is the example? Where's the shining light that suggests that those policies are a good idea? That's what I don't understand. How can any intellectual buy that stuff?
Well, I mean, I went to Columbia University. I don't know. Would you go to any fancy highfalutin school? I don't know where you went.
I went to Wellesley College.
Oh, that's a fancy school. There you go. It's a very elitist
school.
So I went to Columbia, and Columbia's extra, extra bad. Columbia was as liberal as Berkeley, you know? And even when I went 30 years ago, actually, I think it's 35 years ago I went, all my classmates bragged they were communists. And they wanted to overthrow the United States. And they always talked about, it was funny because they were obsessed with whiteness then. They never used the word white privilege. I don't think anybody knew that word then. But they always said, I want to punish the white business owners and take their businesses away and give all the money to the people of color. And the people saying this were white people. It was all white classmates, mostly Jewish. I'm Jewish, by the way. All my classmates were pretty much Jewish. And they were so angry at being raised with wealth and you know, a nice lifestyle. And they hated their own parents, and they hated everybody who owned a business, and they hated everybody with money, and they talked all day long. They were obsessed with taking money away from all the people who had money and redistributing it to all the people who were black. That's all they ever talked about, 24 hours a day when I went to Columbia. I was shocked.
I have to say, they were ahead of their time and finally caught up with a bigger portion of the population. I don't know where that comes from, honestly. I have to say, if your parents work hard, I mean, our kids... I can't imagine them having any thoughts along those lines at all, even though they have been raised in a very, very comfortable situation. But we all work hard, and we talk about working hard and earning what you have. And there is no doubt in my mind that there's a real misconnect there between parents and children if your children end up that way. I just really can't understand.
No, I agree. Look, my kids really, really love me. I could say that. I can brag about that as a daddy. My four kids really love me. The only negative thing they could ever feel to me, I've heard them say it, is that dad isn't around enough because he just works so hard. So they know. I mean, they say I'm a workaholic, and I am. And so, the only negative about me, the only strike against me is I love my kids madly, but I work 16 hours a day. And I work a lot on weekends and holidays, and my birthday's coming up. I'll work on my birthday at least three quarters of the day. Maybe not the whole day, but I'm a workaholic. I got it from my parents and grandparents. I'm a very hardworking guy. So nobody could ever say I didn't earn my money. So screw these people. I can't stand any of them. I hate them. I got to tell you. And I think that's what's going to happen in the election on November 3rd, Liz. You're laughing, but I'm telling you. We're angry. I'm not going to be like a banshee with a torch and a pitchfork. I'm coming out on November 3rd. I'm going to bring lots of people with me. We are going to elect Trump, I'm telling you, by a mile. I don't believe one single poll, not one.
Wayne, I hope you're right. The polls have begun to narrow a little bit, and I think that's pretty appropriate. I think everyone is aghast at the way things have developed over the last two or three weeks. They were initially very sympathetic with the Black Lives Matter movement, and then they began to see that, those, quote, mostly peaceful, unquote, protests really turned ugly and violent. And also that the policies that they're talking about, like defunding the police, make no sense whatsoever.
How about reparations?
I mean, don't even get me started. But we're seeing a backlash. I think you're totally right. I can't tell you. I wrote a piece about that backlash last week, and it had 16,000 comments. You know, that's a lot of people saying, yes, I agree with this, and I am angry. I get that all the time. I mean, there is a silent majority, and I think people are so intimidated they can't put out a yard sign saying, I want to vote for Trump. They can't wear a MAGA hat.
Bumper sticker, never.
Country.
Never. They wreck your car.
That's exactly right.
I think we're okay. I really do. I think we're okay, but even I am more nervous than I ever was because I thought Trump would win in a landslide in February before COVID hit.
Yeah,
a lot has changed. A lot has changed.
Sure.
I know that. Yep. And I'm a little disappointed in Trump, by the way. There's no other choice. He's all we've got, but I don't think he's been the active Trump that we know and love to save America over the last 5 months. I think he's been, like, tied up in the basement by some of his advisors like Dr. Fauci. They've kind of kept him from Trump. Has not been Trump, like Corey Lewandowski would say. Trump, you got to let Trump be Trump. Trump hasn't been Trump. He has not done what I think he should have done to stop the Seattle, takeover of downtown Seattle, to stop the statue desecration. He came in late on all of this. Late.
But
he should have done more.
But he came came in on it, which is good. And I think, you know, you're not going to stop the desecration of the statues before it gets out of hand. And then it did, and he acted, which I give him a lot of credit for. I think on the virus, look, this isn't his turf. And he, I think, was told by everyone in the world that he had to listen to the scientists.
I know.
Right? And he listened to the scientists who had no idea what they were doing. And I think that's a fair statement.
Yes.
I think the only policy we could have adopted is protecting the hospitals from being overrun as they were in Italy, and that's what happened. Now, though, I mean, what you have to sort of hope here, and I think there's a really good body of evidence that this is true, is that as this thing, as this virus courses through one state after another, it seems to sort of wear out. I mean, in New York, it's not like we've conquered it in New York.
No, but people are not as sick as they were. They're not dying. They're just getting the flu now. But I'm hearing again and again, like today, there's an article in The Atlantic, Liz, that says it's clear we all have to shut down again. It's so clear. And if we don't shut down, we'll all have deaths of just like they were in March and April. The world is ending. I'm like reading stuff that's so opposite of everything I know to be true right now. Liberals are dying to close the economy so they can win the election. And I got businesses, and I can't take this. I won't close again. No one should close again. Liz, can you hang through the break? There's so much more to talk to you about. Hang through the break. Stay with us. Liz Peek is with us. You can find her website, lizpeek.com. Liz, LIZPEEK. LizPeek.com. Columnist for Fox News and The Hill. Wonderful person. Love to have her on. Wayne Allyn, The Warrior, right back at you. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for The MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is available for your health as a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptiVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference, they offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts with their already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Or go to patentedsilver.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, we're back with Liz Peek, columnist for Fox News and the Hill website, LizPeek.com. Liz, how are you? Welcome back.
Thank you. Great.
You talked about some of the insanity of de Blasio canceling all the festivities over the summer, the parades, the festivities. I just saw, this is even crazier, in California, in Los Angeles, they've canceled the 2021 Rose Parade over coronavirus
concerns. What's that all about?
How do they know what November's going to be like, let alone December, let alone January? They don't know. There's no way of knowing what January 1st is going to be like. How could they cancel it now? That's ridiculous.
And but, I don't even understand why they would do it, except here is my conspiracy.
It must be sponsors and things like that. Maybe you needed to know far in advance. I don't know.
That far in advance? I just don't believe it. I think that there is a concerted effort underway. The alarmism about this virus is just through the roof. Anything they can think of to do to make people feel depressed and anxious.
Right.
And worry about this virus, that's what everybody's doing. What message does that send? It sends a message that even a year from now, what it is a year from now, right? Whatever, we are going to be still in the throes of this virus. It's not going to be safe to gather, et cetera. Do you believe that? I don't believe it for a second.
No, but I'm a very brave guy, and I've been out there running around the whole time. In other words, my life barely changed since March. I've been going out to eat every second I can get out to eat. I've been going out to shop every second I can shop. Until a month ago when it was mandated, I never wore a mask ever, and I've never gotten a sniffle. So I find the whole thing to be overrated only because I take 100 vitamins a day, Liz. Not joking. I've been doing that for 30 years. I take all these antiviral vitamins that keep me healthy, and I haven't had a cold in 10 years, and I haven't had the flu in 25 years. So why would I worry about this? And the answer is I don't. And I've given speeches at people's houses. I shouldn't say that. But Republicans have gotten together with secret events with 50, 60 people in a house for Wayne Root to speak. And I've done it. And I don't wear a mask. And I speak and I hate shake hands with 60 people. And I've never gotten a sniffle. I think this is the most overrated thing in the over-exaggerated, overrated thing in the history of the world. It is a nasty flu. And if you're 70, 80, 90 years old or in a nursing home or you've had cancer or a heart attack, it's terrible. Be scared. But if you're healthy like me and you're relatively young, it's nothing. It's nothing. There's no reason for anyone to be scared if you're healthy or relatively young. If you take even moderate precautions, wash your hands a lot, you know, don't do stupid things. And now, of course, if you wear a mask and if you take a lot of good healthy vitamins and work out and eat healthy, you'll be fine. It'll be a three-day flu. You'll be fine.
I think that is largely true. Sadly, I do know some actually younger people who have died of this thing, and they were in healthy shape. So it is a little bit random, and I really, you know, I have to say right now, I wish everyone would wear a mask. Here's why. It may help prevent the spread of this, and people are so freaked out about cases. What they should be looking at is death. That is the only number that really matters. Deaths have moved up slightly, but we are so far below where we were a couple of months ago. Because
correct.
To your point, mostly now,
it's mild.
A lot of the people are younger,
mild,
they're being
young.
Treated better,
yeah.
et cetera, as mild cases. Forget the case number. It really doesn't matter. If we all went berserk every flu season about the number of flu victims, the country would be in constant seizures of panic. That is not necessary. On the other hand, if you want Donald Trump to be reelected, for God's sakes, wear a mask, because the fewer the people that have this thing, the better off his prospects are going to be, the less likely these boneheaded governors are going to reverse gear and shut down businesses again. And that's a real threat, not only to the economy, not only to people who can't get jobs right now, but also to the president.
All right, so you brought up an issue that I bring up on radio all the time. The deaths are way, 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 way down. But I also want to bring up that when there were deaths high, it was still 99% very old, very sick people. Were there exceptions? Yes, of course. I read the New York Post every day. Every day, Liz, even though I live in Vegas, I still am addicted to the New York Post my New York days.
Well, who can resist it?
I know, and they love to put on the cover the one child that dies, the one 20-year-old that dies,
that's
the
right.
one 30-year-old bodybuilder with four children who dies. Daddy's dead. But, you know, it's like saying, you know, people die every day in car accidents going 70. But I drive 70 all the time. My point is you can't spend your life worrying about negative. If you're the one, you're the one. But 90% of us can drive 70 all the time and never get in an accident. And if you get unlucky with a drunk driver, your number was up. Who cares? It's the way life works. Stop worrying about everything. All right. So let me bring up a topic, though. You brought up cases. Okay, you said let's not worry about cases because there's a lot of them. And I get that. There are a lot of them. But it is possible a lot of that is fraud, too. Because in Florida, they just proved yesterday, 50 labs showed 100% positive every person they tested. And the labs admitted the numbers were wrong. You didn't know that, did you?
No.
See, it's not even getting out. It's not even getting out. And this is Fox 35 in Florida said this is impossible. 50 labs are saying every person they tested was positive. So they called the lab, and guess what? One lab was like 98.7% positive. When they called the lab, they said, oh, no, it was 9.87, not 98.7. Do you understand? I think there's a lot of shenanigans going on. This was not one lab. There were like 50 of them that reported, and the numbers came out wrong. They were 7.6% positive. They called it 76. 50 of them said 100% positive. You know, that's not right. So maybe there aren't as many cases as we think.
Quite possible. I think that's quite possible. Look, I think there's a lot of shenanigans going on right now in terms of, like, in the death numbers. All of a sudden, New Jersey keeps coming up with 80 deaths.
I know. Hey, Liz, we're running. We're up against the news clock now, so the hour ends. Liz Peek, columnist for Fox News and the Hill. Website, LizPeek.com. Liz, have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Thanks.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.